Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
I didn't realize this until this morning and watching this video that I think the world is broken up into two very different people. You got your birthday families and non-birthday families, and you fall in between one or the other.
You either come from a birthday family or you don't. And what I mean by birthday family is like a family that from the moment you wake up in the morning on your birthday until the moment you go to sleep, the entire day is about you. It's about celebrating you. It's about going crazy celebrating you, like celebrating you to the highest extent possible. And if you're not a birthday family, that kind of looks like you wake up and people say, hey, happy birthday. They give you some gifts and it's just kind of like a regular day, except people said happy birthday to you. So I come from the former. My mom would wake me up and it would be like, happy birthday, happy birthday. I'd go to breakfast and there'd be like balloons and presents. The entire day was about me. Everyone made me feel so special. And then I would come home and we'd go out to dinner wherever I wanted, have huge cake. It was all about me all day long and it was so fun. But when I got older and I started dating other people, I found that they come from families that were not birthday families. And so they would just be like, happy birthday. They had very low expectations for their birthdays and they weren't used to celebrating birthdays to that extent. And so they therefore did not feel like my birthday was worth celebrating like that. And I was always like, no, excuse me, it's my birthday.
I'm assuming Mo, who comes from a really big, tight family, you guys are birthday families.
Definitely a birthday family.
All day long.
It's always a big deal for everybody in the family on that special day.
As soon as somebody wakes up, you party and celebrate them all day.
All day.
Yep.
Birthday family.
Birthday family.
Married a man who's not a birthday family.
I was not a birthday family either.
No.
Not at all. Yeah, my story's sad, so I'm not going to tell. Is she wrong for having her kids spy for her? That is what she is asking in this email. And if you guys have anything going on in your life you want to share with us, try to get some advice for you, hit us at theburtshow.com. All right, don't judge me, Burt Show. Too late.
Nope.
This email is probably pointless because I know you're going to tell me I'm wrong. But hear me out before being too harsh. All right, even before we get into it, come on, confession time. You guys want to call 1-855-BIRCHO? Who's had their kids spy for them? I mean, you literally recruited them to spy on a husband, spy on somebody at work, or somebody, I guess it would be maybe another couple on the, I don't know, kids' parents on the soccer team or something. Mm-hmm. But you recruited them to spy. 1-855-BIRCHO. My husband and I are in the process of divorcing. We've been separated for about 6 months. He moved out of the family home and has been residing in a condo. Past few years have been rough, and we both came to the conclusion that it was time we parted ways. However, I'm almost certain he's been seeing someone ever since we made the separation official, which would confirm my suspicions he wasn't faithful this past year. We share one child together, an 8-year-old daughter. We are figuring out custody, and it's kind of all over the place right now. She's going to be there this weekend, and I want her to do a little recon for me. The streets are telling me a woman is staying over there frequently. The streets. Meaning some of her items could possibly be there or left behind. I want to task my daughter to do a little snooping, but in a nonchalant way. Make it a game of sorts, she says. Like a hide and seek. Of what's at daddy's place?
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know how else to figure out if he's skirting around before our divorce or is even final. For the record, my daughter is none the wiser to any of this, and I haven't spoken an ill word about her father in front of her. 1-855-BIRCHO if you want to get in on that, or you want to confess that you've actually use the kids as spies.
You sent this knowing what we are going to say. You can't weaponize your kids in the divorce. Like, you can't ask your child to do this. Even if you make it some fun game, like, find somebody on the streets to do this for you. Like, you can't, no. You
got to be smarter than this also. So I wouldn't say I recruited my kids, but I will say I asked them questions.
Okay.
All right.
Oh.
I'm not mad at that
were going on in the other house and with ulterior motive. But they never knew they were part of my evil plan.
I'm not mad at asking questions, right? Obviously, you can't use your kid as a spy. That's ridiculous. Using your kid as a weapon, that's not even cool. But what do you even do with the information when you get it? Y'all are going through a divorce. It's over. It just feels like you're creating more drama in your life other than just letting it go. What does it matter if he is?
Yeah, and chances are pretty good. Even if dude was screwing around, it's not going to have anything to do with your divorce case anyway, depending on what state you're in. Good morning, Morgan. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi. I actually was the kid that was used to spy on. Kind of in your situation, like you said, Burt, I think my mom, she wanted me to know about things that my dad was doing. And so she would just be like always asking me questions when I came back, like, was he there or what did y'all do or did he talk about me and stuff? And I'm like, are you trying to get me to spy him? No. I just want to know everything's taken care of. Like, okay, yeah, whatever. And looking back as an adult, yeah. I'm like, that's kind of f***ed up. I'm
awesome. Ooh, dee, boo, boo, boop, boop.
All right. Mine were a little more subtle than that.
It's still wrong.
Yeah.
It's definitely wrong.
I assure you it was going on the other side of the fence also.
And like, you can't ask, like, to put your kid in that, like, that one question, oh, just made me inner cringe.
Which one?
To the point it was outer cringe. Did he talk about me? Like,
I never asked that.
Oh, that's like such a narcissistic question.
Absolutely.
Right. Caroline, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
So my mom would make me, she wouldn't let me have a Facebook account, but then she wanted me to have a Facebook account and she would use my Facebook account to creep on all of my friends and harass me for all of their actions and then be like, why are you partaking in all of this? And just like completely like gaslight me.
Oh, damn. Wow. That's scarring right there.
For sure.
Did you realize at the time it was going on or it took you years to figure it out?
Oh, I'm just now realizing all of this with therapy.
That sucks. Yeah, yeah, I was about to ask, are you sending your mother your therapy bill every week?
Well, she needs to be paying it.
Okay, all right, Caroline, thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, so if we're giving advice, no, don't recruit the kids.
No, don't.
Divorce and move on.
Yeah, not in an overt way anyway.
Be a little more sly about it.
Right. Cassie, am I normal? From Reddit.
No, from me.
This is
me.
From you.
This is from me.
This is her.
So I was in the break room the other morning, just getting my coffee like I do, and two Burt Show members busted me doing something that I was unconsciously doing, and they were cracking up. Katie and Rebecca walked in, and they were losing it, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm pretty sure they're laughing at me, but I don't know why. And so I was like, are y'all laughing at me? And they're like, yeah, did you just go, boo? And I was like, yes. As I was filling up my coffee and pouring the like I have instant coffee, I was like, pew, I soundtrack my own life. I will sing songs. I will
do sound effects.
Mm-hmm. Just, yeah, bonk, like whatever. Like if I shut the fridge, bonk. And Katie said she sometimes does it, which I think she was just being nice so I wouldn't feel awkward. And Rebecca's like, no, people don't do that. That's not normal. But I want to know if it's normal. Do you guys ever sound effect your own life?
I wonder if this goes along with the OCD conversation we had with you yesterday.
No, I don't think so.
No?
I don't think that's an OCD thing. I think it's just fun. I mean, making coffee is boring. Mm. So I'm like, pew, coffee.
So like the real life sound effects that like the fridge makes when it closes, it's just, that just doesn't do it for you.
No, it doesn't. No,
so when
you're shutting a cabinet, like.
Yeah, when the microwave's about to go off, do you have a sound for your microwave?
No, it's usually shut up. I know it's done. Stop beeping. But like.
Yeah. Sidebar, I've got a whole kitchen filled with those little alarms that go off.
Oh,
so if the fridge is open too long, if the freezer is open too long, if the stove is still too hot, I got five things dinging in my apartment and it's driving me crazy, or my house. It's driving me crazy.
It drives me nuts. I have to mute it all. I can't stand. I'm like, I know. Be quiet.
Yeah, I think this is a you thing, man.
I can say with certainty.
I'm not every single thing, but you guys have never made a sound effect in your life when you've done stuff?
Yeah,
like,
I'm sure.
Now, unconsciously, just been like, boing.
I'm sure, but I don't do it on a daily basis.
Not on a daily.
You're on your own on this one, sister.
Well, my life is interesting.
Womp, womp.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.